precious objects described for our life in 500 words this year. Travelling overseas can be an enriching experience, but it can sometimes be an expensive one as well. On a trip to China, Rick Saar acquired an unusual precious object.
Some years ago, I flew to Beijing in order to attend a criminology conference. I had a quick transit en route. As it happened, it was too quick for my bag, so I arrived in the Chinese capital without it. I filled in the requisite lost luggage form, and they gave me a voucher to buy what I needed to tide me over. I did a quick calculation in my head, converting from yuan to Australian dollars. It was about $40. I attended the opening day of the conference in the company of a long-time Chinese friend. He'd studied English in Adelaide and spent many hours at our house. He even attended my law lectures. I'd visited him at his university in Jiangxi province a couple of times. It would be hard to find a closer international colleague than this man. After dinner, I asked if he could take me to a department store to buy some necessities. Since I'd slept on the overnight flight, I had my pyjamas and toiletries, but I told him I needed a couple of pairs of undies and socks. "I know just the place," he said. "Follow me." Off we went in a taxi through the crowded streets of Beijing. I found it a little odd that we seemed to be passing several retail outlets that looked very much like department stores. Finally, we pulled up outside a very European-looking menswear shop and entered. We were greeted by a young woman who spoke impeccable English. "I need a couple of pairs of underwear and some socks," I declared. We followed her up an escalator. There in front of us was a magnificent display of men's clothing requisites on an upper floor. We were the only customers in sight. I was directed to a shelf stocked with beautifully presented high fashion Italian underpants. I selected a pair and glanced at the price. It was in yuan, but there appeared to be a lot of zeros. I put on my glasses so that I could see the ticket more clearly. The price seemed to be many times more than my voucher had offered me. This was a gold-plated pair of undies, all right. I did the conversion in my head. One pair was $130. My feet went cold. At this point, I could quite easily have declined the purchase and asked that we go elsewhere. But the sales assistant and my friend were both beaming at me. This was no time for diplomatic gracelessness. "I'll take them," I said. "You said you'd like two pairs," the assistant reminded me. "I just remembered that they promised my bag tomorrow," I lied. I looked at the sock price quickly too, $70 a pair. "I just remembered I do have some extra socks with me," I said. When they finally wore out, the undies had been worn 130 times. Put that way, I reckon I got my money's worth, and a good story at the same time.
Rick Saar with his story about a very precious pair of undies, and there's a photo of a teddy bear wearing them on the Life Matters website. Don't we all need a bit of that in our lives at the moment? Thanks to Carey Dell for sound engineering on that story. And if you'd like to send in your own tale about an object that's precious to you and why, head to our website and look for the Life in 500 Words picture.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.